pineapple.
Josh is feeling himself today. From the Equitable Bank inbox, from Adam.
Hi, Adam.
I'll never understand Trev's infatuation with Memorial Stadium as a revenue generator, separate and distinct from football. The best possible revenue generator is a good football team. Give Rule what he wants and what he needs to excel. If Rule wants grass and it means no concerts in the stadium, give Rule grass. Pretty simple. Matt Rule should start a hashtag. Give Rule grass.
A big journey starts with a single step.
Thank you, Josh.
Give Rule grass.
Steve writes in, give Rule grass. Hashtag give Rule grass. Or hashtag save patellas or something like that. Steve says, poll question, is Matt Rule a big grass guy? I don't even think that needs to be a poll question. That's just a yes. I mean, he absolutely desperately wants it. It's just a question of viability and what the new AD thinks about it and all that. Two hashtags out, Josh. Why don't you go ahead and tell people about them?
One is the one we said, give Rule grass. The other, save patellas, save lives.
There you go. We're here for your tendons. Hashtag we're here for your tendons. That Matt Rule could go into people's living rooms, of which he does, by the way.
A totally normal thing for a coach
thing
to do.
To do.
Almost expected
and
in a lot of cases.
He says, I'm going to take care of your son, and I'm going to take care of his tendons because we're getting grass.
They already have grass in Colorado, Connor. Dion doesn't have to do that.
They do, but they don't have anybody to go to their games or any players to play on it. All right, to the phones. It's been a while. I think this may be the longest period of time between random mic calls that we've ever had. Good to hear from you, Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, if it's unanimous, I invest in small doses.
No, we like when you call a lot.
You're always welcome,
Mike. Oh, thank you. Look, appreciate it. My New Year's resolution, I'm getting old and slow. It took a while. Be thankful. Every day, be thankful for the good things.
Great take.
And there are good things. Sometimes you got to search for them. But, hey, I'm thankful for you guys.
Mike.
And I'm thankful for the gamblers and those with erectile dysfunction. You guys make this all possible.
Thank you. Right. Yes, we'd like to thank them as well.
They put food on my table.
Seriously, I am thankful for the Georgia quarterback for coming back for an extra year.
Yes. Great call by Carson Beck. I agree. I'm thankful for that, too.
More like Carson
Beck. And he didn't have to. And would you agree, if he turned pro, and the word is he'd probably be drafted fairly high, we probably don't have Dylan Raiola.
It's possible. I don't know what precipitated that, but it's definitely possible that was one of the factors.
Well, the timing certainly indicated it was a major factor, and why wouldn't it be? I mean, he's too good to sit another year. But I'm thankful, and I was surprised that Nash and Ty Robinson are both coming back.
Yeah, me too. I'm thankful for them too. Mike, this is great. This is a great segment. I mean, we're thankful for so many things.
Yeah, and Gifford coming back. And those four guys, Dylan and the three defensive guys that are coming back, I mean, those are game changers, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they now I think Nebraska would find replacement players that could operate just fine. Like, but we're asking those guys to go to the next level this year. So, yeah, and that definitely increases the ceiling of what they could do.
And with no Huskers getting drafted, I think the big guys, there's a real good chance they would have been drafted.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if there's enough there with maybe Ty. You know, but I don't know if there's enough there with the other two to be like, yeah, those are draft guys. But would they hang around in the NFL for a little while? Probably, yeah.
Well, Connor, one thing that struck me was when we played Wisconsin, the announcers said that the Wisconsin coaches said that the two tackles, we talked about, were the best that they're going to see all year. And they were. I thought they were huge parts in the defense being as good as they were. Yet the defense kind of faltered at the end of the game, and maybe that had to do, with the depth issue and those guys, maybe not – playing so many plays. But as far as the grass field and being on the east versus the west, it's shocking to me that for years we were on the side that is a disadvantage.
I know.
And you, you could ask Tom Osborne about that. But isn't part of it also that there is, things are hotter than they used to be. The weather is just warmer, and where it might be an advantage if it's cold out, like you said, the earlier games, it's definitely not an advantage for most of the year, the way things are.
Are you saying that you're thankful for global warming, which has precipitated this movement to from Nebraska to the east to the west sideline?
You know what might have precipitated it? When Michigan destroyed us, Trev Alberts, who's apparently good buddies with Harbaugh, said, why do you guys, why are you on that side of the field? That's a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? He mentioned that.
He did. He did. Yeah, that was, I remember that.
Hey, I'll let you go. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Thankful for you, Mike. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
It's normally like a November show. Tell us everything you're thankful for.
But... I know. Yeah, that'll be the day before Thanksgiving this year when we have that show again. We could just replay that call. I wonder if Mike will be thankful for the same things on November 22nd or whatever it is.
Good question.
Text from the 402.
Hi, 402.
If Rule's a grass guy, send him to 42 degrees by your mom's house.
People forget 42 degrees is by your mom's house.
By your mom's house. I don't even know what this means. This is from the 402. Have they considered a natural prairie landscape? Like, you're talking about, you want the field to be of a prairie?
That would really slow teams down.
That would be awesome. Nebraska has this definitive home. I mean, Northwestern grew their grass out to, ankle height or whatever it is. So why can't Nebraska have a literal prairie as their field? As long as they stripe it.
Now you're thinking outside the box. I like it.
I can't tell where the end zone is. That's because it's moving all the time. Because it's a literal prairie. Oh, man, we're thankful for Random Mike. Thank you for calling in and saying that he's thankful for all those things. Charles is also thankful for Random Mike. This is great. We appreciate the call. Okay. Oh, yes, Josh. We had an instance of panic yesterday.
I've seen this. I've heard about this.
People are, we're all the way on edge. And yesterday afternoon, there was a tweet from Malachi Coleman, and it didn't have a caption. It was just a picture of typewritten piece of paper that said "Trust in New Beginnings." And everybody,
what does he mean by that?
Lost their mind. It's got 362,000 views.
A lot.
It's like a quarter of the state. It's nuts. Trust in new beginnings. And then everybody speculated, then the message boards heated up, and then it led to 3 hours later Malachi Coleman hopping back on Twitter and saying the following: "To clear things up, I have no intention of entering the transfer portal. I'm only speaking about the future of Nebraska football. If you really want to know what this program means to me, check my pinned tweet." And then it's him talking about how much it means to stay home at Nebraska. So, minor instance of panic yesterday, but everything's okay. Malachi Coleman's hanging around.
Portal's closed, right? We're sure.
Portal's closed. Nobody else is in there.
Okay.
I am sad to learn of the portal entry of Mr. Wokey or Woach.
It sounds like you're really broken up.
We never figured out his name.
Oh, okay. That's why.
He transferred from Ole Miss, that, his quarterback, walk-on, Wookie. He's in the portal. Very sad. Happers Meme Guy on the text line.
Hi, Happers Meme Guy.
Whole questions: could you stripe yard lines on a prairie? I think
you
could.
Yeah.
I think
you
could.
Right.
I don't know if it would be good. All right. Iowa JD writes in. He says, "Nobody is thankful for Random Mike. We pray he loses his phone every day and can never find it." That's not true. I don't do that.
Erroneous.
Jacob says on YouTube, "Sorry, folks. Portal's closed. Moose out front. Should have told you." Thank you for the reference.
Now,
we need to start a movie club where we just watch all of my favorite movies. That would be on there.
Kangaroo Jack.
Vacation, Vegas Vacation, Dumb and Dumber 6 times. And
I'm here for it.
That one movie that Josh hated with Bradley Cooper's.
Bradley Cooper's. Every time.
Where he's a rodeo clown or whatever. Nightmare Alley. Nightmare Alley.
I liked that movie. Other Josh.
Other Josh. All right. Poll question. Tell you what to watch on the other side. On 1620 The Zone.